and welcome to God's Word is Truth, the radio ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota. We live in a day when many church members don't hunger for the faithful preaching of God's Word, a day when many who call themselves Christians would rather be entertained on Sunday morning than hear the faithful preaching of God's Word. The truth really doesn't matter to many people today. Many church members ask, how does it make me feel or does it work? But seldom do they ask if it's biblical. That's why there's so much distortion in worship, doctrine, and living in the Christian church today. What about you? Do you hunger for God's Word? Do you realize how important preaching the truth of God's Word is in the life of the church? It's the gospel message that the Spirit of God uses to convert the souls of sinners and translate them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. Do you believe the gospel? Listen for the next 15 minutes to God's Word is Truth and hear what God says to us from His infallible and errant inspired Word. At the end of today's program, information about God's Word is Truth will be made available. Jesus had a view of the Scriptures. And Jesus' view of the Scriptures was that the Scripture is authoritative in all matters of life and godliness. When dealing with marriage, Jesus said that in the beginning it was not so, but He in the beginning made them male and female and said, let a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Talking about marriage, Jesus appeals to the Word. That's the final authority, is the Word of God. He says the same thing to His disciples in Luke chapter 10 about how they are to live their lives. They said, you're to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. That's what the Scripture says. When He was dealing with the Pharisees, He asked them the question, what does the law read? How do you understand it? Because that's the authority of men's lives, is the Word of God. Jesus said in John 10 that the Word of God cannot be broken. It's a unified whole. The 66 books of the Scripture are unified and they cannot be broken. They cannot disappear. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will never pass away. He said in John 12, the Word that I speak to you, that will judge you in the last day. The Word of Christ judges in the last day. It never disappears. It never passes away. Everything comes to pass that Jesus says. The Word of God is the authority. And it's not that God said it, I believe it, that settles it. It's God said it, that settles it. That settles the matter forever. So Psalmist said, Lord, your word has been settled in the heavens. It's established. It's done. There is no debate. Those that want to debate with the Word of God will be like Job and put their hand over their mouth and say, I spoke too soon. God's Word rules over the creation. That is Jesus' view of the Word. The disciples are sanctified by the Word. He said, your word is truth, John 17, 17. When the disciples came to Jesus, and they wanted to know whether or not the disciples of John, whether Jesus was the Messiah, what did He say to them? He didn't say, well, what do you feel that I am? Do you notice that? You know, Jesus doesn't appeal to their emotions. What does He do? He takes them back to the Old Testament. He says, you tell John that the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame are given their ability to walk, and the gospel is preached to the poor. And the dead are raised up. Where do we find that? Isaiah 61. You tell John, this is what the Scriptures speak, and this is what I do. This is the authority. We judge all things by the Word of truth. That is Jesus' view of Scripture. Paul said, as you see right here, as the Word of God, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All the Scripture comes from the inspiration of the Spirit of God. It's the Word of the true and living God. You look at a few of these verses here. Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 11. the Apostle Paul says, "But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man." Paul's view of the Scriptures is it's not man's word, it's God's word given through the instrumentality of men. Given to us in a language of man to relate to men, but coming from God. Bend it and make this up, Peter said. We didn't follow cunningly devised fables. Verse 12, he says, "For neither I received it from man, nor was taught it." But how did the Word of God come? He says, through revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how the Scriptures came. That's Paul's view of the Word of God. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verse 3. This is what Paul says. "I deliver to you first of all that which I also received." The gospel is received. The Word of God is received. Man doesn't make these things up. God is the one who gives them. I think one of the best scriptures that reveals the Apostle Paul's understanding of the Word of God is 1 Thessalonians 2 in verse 13. He says, "For this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the Word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God." And what does it do? He said, "Which works effectively in you who believe." The Word does its work because the Word is living and powerful and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word does what God sends it forth to do. Isn't that what we read in Isaiah? That the Word of the Lord does not return to Him void, but goes out and accomplishes exactly what He sends it for? The Word hardens the hearts of the unbelievers, those who believe not the truth, who are blinded by the lie, and it softens the hearts of the believer and conforms them more and more to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, notice also that it's all Scripture. Not simply, as Paul is referring to here, to the Old Testament, but it's the all of the Scripture, because the Apostle Paul intertwines the Old Testament with the New Testament. In 1 Timothy 5, you'll read this, verse 18. "For the Scripture says," notice, "the Scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain, and the laborer is worthy of the wages." Now, what do you have there is 1 Timothy 5:18, and he's using the Scripture reference from Deuteronomy 25. We also see that's the word of Jesus in the New Testament. The laborer is worthy of his hire. And so therefore, what Jesus spoke in the New Testament is classified as Scripture. Peter said that Paul's writings were some hard to stand to understand, as even some of the rest of the Scriptures. So Peter equates the rest of all of Paul's writings with the equivalence of Scripture. You have to see that in the teaching of God's Word. And so Peter says, "We have not followed cunningly devised fables, but men were blown along by the Holy Spirit, and they wrote the Word of the living God." Acts chapter 7, we find also in Romans chapter 3 that the Scripture is called the living oracles, the speech of God. John, in 7 times in the book of Revelation, said, "He who hears, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church." Well, how does the Spirit speak to the church? Through the teaching of Scripture. David, in 2 Samuel 23, said, "The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and His word was on my tongue." David spoke the word of the Lord. Psalm 12, verse 6, "The words of the Lord are pure, like silver tried in a furnace of the earth, purified 7 times." Psalm 119, "The word of God is settled forever." And Psalm 119, 105, "The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path." But that's a small sample, beloved. That's a small sample of what the godly understand the Scriptures to be. How the godly view the teaching of Scripture as to be the very word of the Lord. That's the origin, as the Apostle Paul teaches us here in verse 16 of our text. Notice he says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now, the term inspiration, the Greek word theopneustos, does not mean something that is inspired, like you breathe in. It speaks of an exhale. And so the scriptures are breathed out of the mouth of God. They're breathed out from God through the apostles and through the prophets. That's what we have in the Word of God. Now, in that we have a certain way that the Lord has His Word to be written down by using what's called organic inspiration, using the disciples and all of their abilities, all of their understanding, their knowledge, God providentially bringing them to every single place in their life to be prepared for this work, to write down the things that were told to them by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you understand that it was not their memory, that they simply remembered everything that Jesus said. It's the Holy Spirit who worked in them, and therefore they wrote down as He moved within them to write. And they wrote exactly what they wanted to write. That's organic inspiration. Calvin makes a comment about this, and he says, there's such a thing as called mechanical dictation, which would, or mechanical inspiration would be like dictation. It'd be like a secretary that would just simply writing whatever is told to her by her boss, without using any of her know-how or skills or abilities, just simply writing whatever he said. That is not what the scriptures teach. And Calvin said that it's not mechanical inspiration, but it's almost as close as you can get to it. That's how he viewed it, as being the Word of God. Now, let me ask you this question this morning. Do you view this Word as the Word of the living God? You see what the world thinks about the Word. You see what Jesus says about the Word, what Paul says about the Word, what Peter says about the Word, what John said about the Word, what David said about the Word, and the book of Acts says about the Word. What is your view of the Word? Do you have that view that it's the inspired Word of the true and living God? If so, beloved, and this is an inestimable treasure for you, how much time do you spend in it? We so want a word from God, and yet He speaks to us right here, and yet we don't take the time to listen to Him. And Paul says that this is given by inspiration of God. Every word. The Greek term pathegraphe means all of the writings. That's how it was viewed in the Scripture. All of the writings of God are inspired by the Holy Spirit. That's where they come from. This is not a man-made set of books. 66 books written over a span of more than 1,500 years, 40 different authors, with a central theme of the glory and praise of God in the salvation that He provides in His Son Jesus Christ for His elect people, who He says He will redeem them unto His honor and glory. And they all write about the same theme, and they prophesy of things years and years to come. Isaiah prophesied 750 years before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, even down to the details where that wasn't even a fact in Isaiah's life, about how Jesus would be scourged, and they didn't have it at that time with Isaiah. And it was exactly when the coming of Christ, this is how the Messiah was chastised. This is the Word of God.
God's Word is Truth is a listener-supported broadcast, and therefore we count on your financial support to help keep this program on the air. So if you've been edified by what you've just heard, would you please consider faithfully supporting us by your financial gifts? Any amount of support would be greatly appreciated. If you'd like more information about Providence Reformed Church, please visit us on the web at www.providencerccus.com. There you'll find our contact information if you'd like to leave us your feedback or donate to our ministry. We'd also like to extend an invitation to all who are listening to this program to come worship with us. We meet every Sunday morning at 8:30 Madison Street, Vermilion, South Dakota. Our Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m. and our worship service begins at 10:30 a.m. God's Word is Truth is a ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota, and we thank you for your support and pray that the Lord will richly bless you as you walk by faith in Jesus Christ, for He truly is the only hope of the nations.